Let us rise, page 785, hymn 785. I'm sorry, 6. 786. Good morning. Our service this morning on this 10th Sunday of Pentecost is found in your bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Psalm 58, all three verses. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you have placed within the hearts of all your children a longing for your word and a hunger for your truth. Grant that we may know your Son to be the true bread of heaven and share this bread with all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
Our first lesson this morning, our reading this morning, is from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 42 through 44. A man came from Baal Shalisha bringing food from the first fruits of man to the man of God, 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. Elisha said, "Give it to the people and that the meat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" So he repeated, "Give it to the people and let them eat. For the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." He set it before them. They ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the psalmody this morning is Psalm 145, verses 10 through 18, and we'll read it responsively. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord.
And all your faithful shall bless.
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom,
and tell of your power,
to make known to all people your mighty deeds,
and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom,
and your dominion endures through all generations.
The Lord is faithful in all his words,
and gracious in all his deeds.
The Lord upholds all who are falling,
and raises up all who are bowed down.
The eyes of all look to you,
and you give them their food in due season.
You open your hand,
satisfying the desires of every living thing.
The Lord is just in all his ways,
and kind in all his doings.
The Lord is near to all who call on him,
to all
who call on him. Our second reading today is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with the power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we could ask or imagine, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" So Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." About 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. They were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, but immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. The story we hear in today's gospel reading, the feeding of the 5,000, is a standout in the 4 gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in that it is included in the gospel of John, as we just heard. Now, stories are often shared by Matthew, Mark, and Luke, so they are often called the synoptic gospels. Syn, S-Y-N, meaning agreement. Optic, meaning view. Synoptic gospels, they are. That is, they tell the story of Jesus from a shared point of view. Now, varying details present, to be sure, and some facts seem to be unclear, as each writer seems to have noticed one aspect more than another writer has while telling exactly the same story. The narrative is cohesive, if somewhat idiosyncratic in style, word choices and emphases to each of those writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. There are 6 sides to every box, and the same goes for every story. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. These 3 have a common frame for understanding the story of Jesus. But John, the last gospel to have been written, is its very own presentation of Jesus. John's gospel is written nearly 50 years after the beginning of the Christian church, and it reflects a more mature and a more thoughtful telling of the meaning of Jesus. It dives very deeply into Christian metaphysics and the beginnings of theology. Theology is faith seeking a deeper understanding and an engagement with the philosophical world of the Hellenistic, that is, the Greek intellectual tradition of the Roman Empire. So a telling of a story by John, which also appears in the synoptics, signals an importance, a profound significance to that story. And so it is this morning in our reading about the feeding of the 5,000 from none other than John. This story is told by the other 3, so it must matter deeply. To begin, it is more, much more than a story of a miracle. it is raised to the status of a parable. That is, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, as so many of us learned in vacation Bible school. No doubt, what we mean by the word parable, Jesus was the master of the earthly story with a heavenly meaning. His stories were not literal. They have the flavor that my blessed godmother, Roberta, would introduce into her own stories when she would say to me, "Gudschinder, now listen to what I mean and not to what I say when I tell you, dot, dot, dot." Now, when she was done, a profound insight or wisdom had become mine. Jesus spoke in parables, stories that didn't really happen, but which were important to hear for any grasp of what the kingdom is like or about. The feeding of the 5,000 is a story which really did happen, and its implications about the kingdom of God as revealed in Jesus Christ, the kingdom which is already here and which awaits its final consummation, they direct and guide how we as disciples are to think and how we are to act as the people of Jesus. There are a myriad of implications, but let us consider just one this morning. We can think of this feeding as a parallel of the Last Supper, from which we derive our sacrament of Holy Communion. In fact, it is often referred to as the sacrament of the Last Supper. This Eucharist, which we celebrate every Sunday. Eucharist is Greek. It means thanksgiving. It is a thanksgiving meal celebrated every Sunday. The significance of the feeding of the 5,000 is it portends and points to that Last Supper, where Jesus tells us, "This bread is his body, this wine is his blood, given and shed for the redemption of sinners." This meal where Jesus gives us his very self. The feeding of the 5,000 portends this as the food is gathered, it is blessed, it is broken, and then it is given to a hungry world. A world starving for the presence, starving for the kingdom, starving for shalom. That is the Hebrew word for peace. Peace with God, peace with our neighbors, and peace with ourselves. Our hunger is satisfied as we ourselves are gathered. We are blessed. We are broken. And we are scattered into a world which is hungry for the love of God. The God who is himself love. The God who gives himself in his fullness in Jesus Christ. Let us gather in Eucharist, which is to say in thanksgiving. Let us bless and be blessed. Let us be broken as our hearts of stone become hearts of and let us scatter as we share blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. May blessing increase 10, 100, 1,000 fold, like the fish and like the barley loaves, which fed 5,000 by the generosity of God in Jesus Christ. Let us respond to the call of Jesus, body, heart, mind, and soul today, throughout the week, and to next Eucharist when we gather again. God's generosity be yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise as we are able and say the words of the Nicene Creed as we express our faith in this ancient creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. One in communion of saints and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. God of generations, you work in us far more than we can ask or imagine. Bless the church you have called into being across time and space, and fill it with the power of the Spirit for loving service. In your mercy, God of field and forest, streams and seas, you are the fullness of all things. As grains of wheat grow upon the earth and fish swim in the waters, sustain your creation, protect harvests, and give every person food in due season. In your mercy, God beyond borders, you rule all in all. Bless the work of humanitarians and peacemakers. Shield those who live, work, or serve in harm's way, and bring an end to war and conflict. In your mercy, God of healing, you open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. We remember any who are sick or suffering, especially newly. The families in our community who endure hunger, those who seek asylum or citizenship, and our beloved for whom death is near. In your mercy, God of grace, you root us and ground us in love. As you inspired our ancestors in this place in their ministry, sustain us also in new endeavors, that your glory may be made known and your loving kindness shared anew. In your mercy, God of all, your love in Christ surpasses all knowledge. We give thanks for the departed who have come to know the fullness of your grace. Join our voices with theirs, with the musicians Johann Sebastian Bach, Heinrich Schultz, and George Frederick Handel, and all the saints in singing your praises. In your mercy, Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 10th Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Zoe Zavison. Happy birthday this week to Victoria Rudine, Shannon Porath, Morgan Brading, Tanya Phillips, Morgan Olson, Ava Gearing, Sadie Porath, Derek Taylor. We do have another announcement.
Good morning. Tomorrow is Daily Bread, 5:30 to 6:30. We're having Sloppy Joe's, potato chips, coleslaw, and dessert, sponsored by the Senior Citizen Center. Please come out and join us. It'll be great. You don't have to cook in the heat. And if you would like to help, come see me after worship. Thanks.
The offering will be collected during the offering song. Communion helpers, please come forward.
Thank you.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. You, O God, maker of all things, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world you love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Glory and honor, praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners. He healed the sick, and he proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now, Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, who was and is to come, offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation, the body of Christ, given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with all your saints, from every tribe and language and people and nation, to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. Let it only be he who restrains you from receiving his invitation this morning. Come. All is prepared. Given for you, the body of Christ, given for you, the body of Christ, given for you. The body of Christ 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 given for you. Christ, given for you. The body of Christ, given for you.
The body of Christ, given for you.
Amen. The blood of Christ, given for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Before we process out into the world to love and serve, I would like our musicians to stand if they are seated, please, and turn and face the congregation. No one's stoning you. I will ask on this very special Sunday, when we recognize musicians throughout the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and I will ask for a little bit of applause, so much as Lutherans are able to give during the service. And please receive our deepest appreciation for what you bring to the Holy Liturgy. And our processional hymn is 771, 771. As we go to feed the world, go in peace, serve the Lord.